Mark chapter number 4, verse number 1, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Behearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and it choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And and how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word. Amen. The sower soweth the word. And I want to preach the simple subject. I'm not a deep preacher. I just am what I am, but I just want to preach the seed, the sower, and the ground tonight. And I know this parable is very familiar with us, but I just want to talk about these three parts of this parable. If you will, go with me one more time. Let's pray that the Lord will help us, and I need his anointing tonight. In Jesus' name, God,
I need your anointing, Lord. I'm nothing without you, God. Help us tonight, Lord. Talk to us, God. Talk to us in Jesus' name, Lord. We want to hear from heaven, God. If you'll talk to us, Lord, everything will be okay. Lord, we want to hear from you. Touch every heart, touch every soul, touch every mind in this house. Somehow, some way, Lord, let your word go forth to the reach of the hearts of man. We'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the praise. And everybody said, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. It seems like maybe it's, well, I can't say it's just our church, but more places you go, you see those that seem like they're not very receptive to the moving of God and the preaching of the Word of God. And so a lot of times at home, I preach my heart out, and it just seems like water rolling off a duck's back. And you think, why can they not receive this? Why can they not hear this? And maybe it's you know, Brother Mefford taught us in Las Vegas. He said, don't pay so much attention to the projector, but pay attention to what's being projected. Amen. Teaching us, it's not about the man, it's about the word, it's about what's being preached. Amen. And sometimes I think they don't like the projector, and so I don't know. Hallelujah. But I hope tonight that somehow the Word of God will affect each and every one of us, and amen, will strengthen and encourage, and maybe if direction is needed, can do that. But Jesus started the explanation of this parable when he said, the sower soweth the word. Amen. That is the seed. That is what is sown in this world. And a friend of mine mentioned to me one time in conversation, he said, you know, in those days they didn't have machines like they do now. in farming, and obviously not the type of machines. And he said a lot of times they just carried a big bag of seeds around them, and they would just reach in and scoop out and throw it. As they walked through the fields of where they were planting this seed, they just throw it. And they didn't necessarily pay attention too much exactly how it fell, but they just made sure that it was covered. Amen. And the seed that this church, this apostolic church, what God wants his church to do, the seed is the Word of God. And this Word of God is if you were to say that in reverse, is God's Word. Amen. This is the mind of God. This is the thought of God. And if you want to know what God thinks about sin, just look at the Bible. Hallelujah. And don't look for answers in the world. Look to the Word of God, and He'll let you know what He thinks. Amen. And this Word is anointed by God. Amen. The Word is approved by God. And I believe everything that is written in the pages of my Bible. Amen. I don't want to get into the habit of challenging the translation and coming up with different ways. Amen. I want to take it that this Word is undefiled. This Word is pure. And it is valid. Amen. And it is powerful. It is God's Word. This is not my Word. This is not man's word. This is God's word. Amen. And once again, I have several scriptures, and I don't do this every time I preach. It just happened to be both times today. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 16, it said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. This has been inspired by God. And amen. The men that wrote was inspired by God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. The man of God is thoroughly furnished right here. Amen. He's got everything he needs right here in the Word of God. Amen. And this is inspired by God. It's anointed by God. And I'm not taking away or discounting the writings of man, that especially apostolic men that write good things. I'm not just throwing that all away. But amen, everything we do need is right here. Hallelujah. And it is God's Word. We read the scripture in 2 Peter this morning. And it said, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When they spake, they were anointed by the Holy Ghost. When they penned the words down, they were anointed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Psalms, the 119th chapter, and looks like I didn't mark it. Amen. But it said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And in Isaiah 40 and verse number 8, it says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. I pastor in Salt Lake City, which most of you probably are familiar with, the city of Salt Lake being very heavily influenced by the Mormon religion. Amen. And the pilgrims that came there were LDS, Mormon, and they settled there. And there's very much a stronghold there still. And I've spoken to many of them and witnessed to many of them. There's some that I've spent hours in conversation with. And one of them was even paying me, amen, as I sat in his living room there to work on his house. And he decided he wanted to talk about the Bible. And so I said, well, let's talk about it, and I'll get paid while I'm doing it. Amen. And so they have their another testament. And they have their doctrines and covenants, and you talk to them, and they're so convinced that their Bible, their scriptures are not taking away from the King James Version. In fact, they have their Bibles together, the King James Version and another Testament, and even I think they call it the Pearl of Great Price, and they have them all combined, and oh, we read the King James Version. We read the Bible, and they do. Many devout do. Amen. And they say, you know, it's not taking away from the scriptures. It's adding another staple to and an affirmation to what's written. And so, of course, I'm not going to spend the time with you, but you go through and you begin to challenge some of their doctrines. And you begin to bring up things that are different, like a bishop must be the husband of one wife. Amen. And at a time at the beginning of their church, that was a very much prevalent part of it. Amen. And so you just kind of discuss these things, and they talk about modern day revelation. And how the prophet, the president, whatever, he hears from God, and they have their 12 apostles, and when things need to happen, they believe in revelation that comes that may change things, and plural marriage. Amen. They got a revelation. In reality, they started getting pressure from the government. Amen. That we're not gonna send fun to your states, and we're not gonna help you if you don't get rid of this polygamy and other things that they had and doctrines that they had and it's dark. You get into it, it's dark. Amen. And so they talk about the new revelations that come from God and the wisdom that comes and things change and things are updated and things are all. Amen. But I love this reminding scripture that tells us things may change, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. It's settled. It's not going to change. And I encourage them, why don't you get it settled in your heart? Amen. It's settled in heaven. God's not going to change it. God's not going to update it. Why don't you just line up with it and rather than trying to find your own way around it? Hallelujah. Amen. In Psalms chapter 33 and verse number 4, it says, the word of the Lord is right. I love this scripture. Amen. The word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. This is right, church. The apostolic doctrine is right. What we're doing is right. This message is right. Holiness is right. Amen. What your man of God preaches every week is right because he's getting it from the Word. Hallelujah. Psalms 119 and 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word, verse 11 says, have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. 16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes and I will not forget thy word. Amen. Verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. Amen. Every scripture in Psalms 119 has something to do with the word of God, with the statutes of God, with the law of God, with the commandments of God. Amen. And I'm sure that you've heard it's broken up in the Hebrew language from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end. Amen. Each section of what is it, seven verses or whatever. Amen. It's broken up into sections. Every scripture from A to Z, every scripture from beginning to end has something to do with the word or the statutes or the concepts or the commandments of the Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah. I believe we got to have that in our life. We got to have it from beginning to end. The Word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us, for the Word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. Quick means it's alive and it gives life. That's not talking about speed being fast. It's talking about the life that it has and the life that it brings. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what the Word of God has the power to do. It gets into the heart, it gets into the soul, and it begins to work its way like no surgeon's knife can do, and get into your mind and get into your spirit. As the Word of God goes forth, amen, many times a preacher doesn't have any idea what you're thinking, has any idea what you're going through, but because the Word of God is alive, because the Word of God is powerful, amen, he starts walking right down your street, starts talking right down to your heart, and lets you know, hey, God's talking to you, God's dealing with you, God knows what you're going through, God knows what you need, if you'll just learn to listen to the Word of God and not challenge it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We come here to church to hear the Word of God. Amen. Jesus said, he that hath ears, let him hear. Amen. It's up to you. Just like Brother Callan was saying, God's not going to force himself. God's not going to make him or make you and force you. We're not robots. We have free will. It's up to you to make the choice. Amen. But I'm here to encourage you tonight. Let him hear what the Word saith. Amen. You've got to let yourself hear it. You've got to let yourself be submitted to it. You've got to let your life, amen, take in what the Word of God brings and line up with it. Hallelujah. And we come here as the seed is planted, as the Word of God is planted, as the Word is sent forth. Amen. The seed comes into our life. Seeds need to be planted here. Amen. Seeds need to get into our life here. You can't miss church and think you're going to grow in God. You can't just make church something that is a matter of convenience and think everything is going to be okay. You've got to be here every time there's a service. Every time, amen, the seed's going to go forth. You've got to make it something most important in your life. I'm going to be there. I'm going to hear the seed. I'm going to receive the seed. I need some growth in my life with God. And I want that seed to get into my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Church is serious. Church is real. Church is necessary. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. You got to be in the house of God. There's something real going on around here. There's something serious going on in God's house. As the seed begins to be planted, hey, you can get closer to God. You can grow in God. You don't need to do it just at your bedside in prayer, but you need to be here in the house of God where the seed goes forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love the seed. Amen. I love the seed. I love the Word of God. I love the clarity of it. I love the beauty of it. I love the power of it. I'm not looking for another source for my direction. I've got everything I need right here. I got everything I need to guide my family. I've got everything I need to be saved. I've got everything I need to encourage my brother or sister in the Lord. We've got a church through the seed, through the Word of God that he's given us. Hallelujah. Amen. And this seed is planted by the sower. Hallelujah. The sower. Amen. The book of Psalms said that the Lord gave the word. The Lord gave the word. And great was the company of those that published it. Hallelujah. Great was the company of those that published it. Amen. The sower is the preacher. The sower is the man of God that stands behind this pulpit in your life. And I know this is nothing new to you, but just bear with me here a little bit. Romans 10 and 14, amen, says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? You've got to have a preacher in your life. You've got to learn to submit yourself to the preacher. You've got to have that voice in your walk with God, or it's not going to be a successful walk. Yeah. Hallelujah. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. But they have not obeyed the gospel. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, the seed, is going to come into your life, and it's going to come through hearing, and the hearing is going to come by preaching, and the preacher's going to come by the call of God. God's going to send him forth, and he's going to walk to the pulpit, and he's going to bring a word. And the book says, how beautiful are the feet of them. Let me tell you, you got to learn to honor your man of God. You got to learn to fall in love with your man of God, because he's bringing you the word. He's bringing you the seed. He's going to bring you what you need to be saved. Oh, let's all give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for a preacher. Thank God for a preacher. Amen. Ezekiel 2 and verse 6 says, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Brother Willis, how long did you pastor? 27 years here, you said? Yeah, 27 years. Amen. How long have you've preached, you've pastored for many years. Amen. Do you ever get discouraged because of their words? Amen. Brother Newman, you know what I'm talking about. You ever get discouraged, amen, because their looks? You ever get that look? I see the looks of some people. And I think, do they even believe in preaching? Do they even believe that God sends his word through preaching? Hallelujah. But God said, Ezekiel, don't get discouraged. Obviously, he knew it was going to be an issue, or he wouldn't tell us to not be discouraged. Amen. You're dwelling among briars and thorns. You're sowing some seed in some uncomfortable territory. Hallelujah. But don't be dismayed. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Amen. And when I looked, behold,
behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. And chapter 3 continues, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then I did eat, for it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. Amen. Get this into your belly. Get this into your heart. Get this into your life. I've got a word to send to the house. I've got a word to send to my people. And I want you to consume it, preacher. I want you to get it inside of you, preacher. And I want you to deliver the word that I've given you. Hallelujah. And it was like sweetness in my mouth. It was like sweetness in my belly. I loved it. I loved it. I wanted to share it. I wanted to send it forth. I wanted to bring it, the word of God, to his people. Hallelujah. Speak my words. Amen. The sower's got a job to do. The sower's got a calling to do. The sower's got a responsibility on his shoulders. He's got to bring the word. He's got to bring the seed. And he's going to plant it. And he's going to throw it out there. And it's up to us, the church, to receive it. It's up to the people that are living for God to take the word of God and let it get inside as the sower sows the word. Paul charged Timothy. He said, Timothy, preach the word. Preach the word. The man of God is thoroughly furnished. He's got everything that he needs. Preach the word. Amen. Don't stop preaching. Don't stop delivering. Amen. Don't stop giving people hope. Don't stop giving people an opportunity. Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Whether they're going to listen or whether they're going to ignore you. We've got a responsibility regardless of your response from the pew. We've got to preach the word. We've got to deliver the word. We've got to keep giving the word, because that's the charge that God has placed on our life. Hallelujah. Paul said, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. Yeah. Amen. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. You were out in the world. You didn't live according to what you just wanted in your life. You were serving sin. You were doing what sin dictated. You were doing what sin commanded. We were servants to sin. But Paul said, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Amen. One day, the seed of the word of God came into our life and began to be planted and began to be sown. And something inside of us began to believe in it. Something inside of us began to hear it and accept it. And we went from being servants of sin to be servants of righteousness. Why? Because we listened to the sower. Because we listened to the preacher. Because we obeyed the word. Amen. Because we didn't filter through what we didn't like. But we accepted it. And it fell on good ground. Amen. The sower sowed the seed. And the ears that wanted to hear it, let them hear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter said in 1 and 22, 1 Peter 1 and 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Obeying the truth. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. Sincere, genuine love of the brethren. See that you love one another
with a pure heart fervently.
Thank you. Being born again. Hallelujah. Born again. Not of corruptible seed. Woo! Not of corruptible seed. And let me tell you, there's a lot of corruptible seed in this world. There's a lot of false prophets and false sowers in this world. There's a lot of false doctrine in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. But when we were truly born again, it didn't come from corruptible seed. It came from incorruptible seed. Amen. It came by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Somewhere along the line, amen, some of you came out of the world and you came to a Pentecostal apostolic church and a man stood up and preached, you must be born again of the water and spirit. And if you want to be born again, you got to repent of your sins. And something began to work inside of you. And you came to an altar and you began to repent. And somewhere God filled you with the Holy Ghost. And you were baptized in Jesus' name. You were born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the Word of God is still working today. The Word of God is still being planted today. The Word of God is still powerful today. It doesn't need an update. It doesn't need a revision. It doesn't need something changed to fit this current generation. It still works. It's still powerful. And it'll still help you be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sower is going to sow the seed. The sower is going to preach the word. The seed is going to be sown. Let me tell you, the seed will never change. There was one God in the beginning, and there's one God today. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't add a second person to the Trinity. He was God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. The plan of salvation that worked on the day of Pentecost still works today. We're still continuing in the apostles' doctrine. We're still preaching Acts 2:38 and Acts 8:16 and Acts 10 and Acts 19. Amen. We're still preaching. You got to be born again. The seed is not going to change. And the sowing is not going to change. It pleased God for the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I just wish some more folks would believe. That's all we want. We just want more believers of the word. Not just proclaim of a believer, but a believer and a doer of the word. The seed won't change. The sowing won't change. But then we get to the ground. And that's where it changes. Hallelujah. Because the ground is right here.
Yeah.
Amen. Right here. The ground. The seed goes in by the sower. But where is it falling? What kind of ground is it falling on? Hallelujah. That's what changes. Amen. That's what changes. There was four different grounds Jesus mentioned. He mentioned stony ground. He mentioned among the thorns. He mentioned by the wayside. And he mentioned good ground. Hallelujah. There's different grounds. It may be a different preacher. But I don't think Brother Callan's going to get anybody up here that's going to preach anything different than the truth. And if he does, he's going to send them on their way if they somehow bring something different. Hallelujah. But the ground is not going to change. And so I'm going to continue. I'm going to finish Jesus' explanation. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they heard, when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Oh, you need to hear this.
Hallelujah. Taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Brother Marcus, come back up here. Hallelujah. The seed is sown. It actually gets in to the heart. It gets in. But then Satan comes. You ever had Satan mess with you?
Yeah,
me too. Amen. He hasn't just picked you out. Hallelujah. Singled you out. Amen. And Satan comes. And he tries to take that seed. Amen. And if it falls by the wayside, it's outside of the field. It's like you've let the influence of the outside encroach into the field where good ground should be.
Right. All right.
Amen. Yeah. And so the sower's sowing, and he's sowing in the field, but people allow the encroachment of the world, of Satan's voice come in.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And he comes and just plucks it away.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness.
Amen.
I've seen these.
Yeah.
And have no root in themselves.
Yeah.
And so endure but for a time.
Right.
Afterward, when affliction or persecution, or if you'll allow me to add offense or offense, they get offended. They feel persecuted. Affliction comes. That seed that they brought in so readily and so happily, it doesn't take root. Amen. And when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, I didn't even have to add it. I got ahead of myself. Immediately they are offended. They're offended. Hallelujah. They're offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Hallelujah. In pastoring 12 years, we've seen them all. Amen. We've seen those that fall by the wayside. And the liar, Satan, the deceiver, comes. Amen. And he has the ability to take it out of their hearts. And we've seen the ones that it falls among the thorns, or stony ground, and they get excited. We had a young couple come. They were so excited. They went from sleeping in their car, eating. What were they eating? Oh, I can't even remember. They were like eating packets of sugar for food. They were on drugs. And they came in. They got baptized. They got the Holy Ghost. And they were so excited. Amen. But I could see, Brother Cowan. I could see. When the offense came. When things they didn't like came. Amen. And they got excited for a little bit. But affliction and persecution came because of the word. And they were offended. And unfortunately, they didn't last. Amen. We've seen them, those that are sown among the thorns, and they get caught back up with the deceitfulness of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things. People come in and God changes them. God helps them. God starts giving them direction. And then the outside influences come in. And they start pulling on them to come back out. Amen. Come do this. Come have a good time out here. Come. You're missing all out. You're missing out on all the fun. And you go to that church and they're telling you what to do. And they're dictating your life. And you gotta live a certain way. And you can't have liberty and all that stuff. And you're bound and you're brainwashed and all of the things they say.
Right.
Hallelujah. And they listen to that voice rather than the sower's voice. Amen. And it chokes that word. Hallelujah. How is your ground tonight? How is your ground? When the word is preached, what kind of ground is it falling on? Amen. To be saved, you've got to let this Acts 2:38 message fall on good ground. You got to let it fall on good ground. You can't excuse it. You can't ignore it. You got to accept it. And let the pastor, through Bible studies, through preaching, show you, whoever it is, amen, show you that you must be born again. But this, I was thinking about this a while back. And in dealing with people, there are many people that will absolutely get behind you and amen you and shout. And compliment doctrinal preaching. And they love it. Amen. They love it. Oh, Pastor, that was so good. That was awesome. And they have some good ground. But it seems like there's some people that allow these patches in their life of stony ground or thorns. Or they allow the encroachments of the wayside to come in and start working its way into their life. Where they still have some good ground. But some of the seed that's sown, they don't allow it to fall on that good ground. Amen. And they allow these hard places to begin to develop. Where the pastor will preach things that we agree with. Amen, Pastor, yeah! And then he preaches things that we don't agree with. And we sit on our hands. Amen, and make excuses. Hallelujah. How is your ground? How is your complete ground? How is your heart all around? Amen. Can you only amen one God in Acts 2:38? Can you amen when he starts preaching about tithes and offering? Amen. Does that fall on stony ground and doesn't allow it to take root? Because you don't quite agree with that. As some would say, interpretation. Amen. Hallelujah. Does holiness and separation from the world fall on stony ground? Does it fall among the thorns? When he starts going down the line of why we dress like we dress and why we stay away and abstain from things that we stay away from. Amen. Is that falling on good ground? Is it taking root? Are you allowing the waters of the Holy Ghost to water that seed on good ground to bring forth fruit? Or is it falling down on dead, dry ground and you're never able to receive it because you don't agree with that line? And I don't agree with that stance. And I don't think this is necessary.
Well,
right. Hallelujah. Right. What about when he preached about prayer?
Yeah.
And involving yourself in prayer.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Making the sacrifice to come and pray.
Yeah.
I don't understand why so many people, they'll come to church and they'll be faithful. Maybe it's just what I deal with. I don't know. But they'll be there every service, but they'll never be there for prayer. They'll never come to Monday night prayer. Hallelujah. The same ones don't come to pre-service prayer.
Pastor, that was an amazing message. Oh, that was so good. And somehow I pulled the wools over their eyes or whatever. But that was so good. And then I preached about prayer. Oh, that was so good. Why aren't you there? Why don't you come? Why don't you come join with us? Hey, we want unity here. We want to come in all in one accord. Amen. Is the preaching of prayer falling on stony ground? Amen. Church attendance, faithfulness to the house of God. Where is that seed falling? Amen. What kind of ground is it taking root on? When he begins to preach about these things that maybe you don't quite agree with exactly, or whatever reason, let me tell you, the more you resist the man of God, amen, the further you get away from God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. The more you line up with the man of God, the more you line up with the sower of the seed, the more in line you are going to be in a walk with God and with God himself. You've got to learn to take all the seed, everything he preaches, from tithing to prayer to holiness to outreach to everything that he's trying to do. You've got to let this seed get in your heart. Oh, if the musicians would come, let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hosea 10 said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Fallow ground is uncultivated, untilled, unprepared, and unresponsive. You've got to get to an altar and begin to break that ground up. Allow the Holy Ghost rake to come in and dig down into your heart and allow that seed to be planted. Because I'm telling you, it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to start getting righteousness rained down on your life. And so you'll start bringing forth 30 and 60 and 100. Hallelujah. Where's your heart? Are there any patches that need to be cultivated? Are there any patches that need to be tilled? Are there any patches that the Holy Ghost needs to work on? Let me tell you, it's going to happen right here at an altar. I want to encourage you tonight. Let the Holy Ghost break up that fallow ground. Let the Holy Ghost dig in to the preached word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray, church. Amen. Let's pray. The sower is going to sow the seed. If there's somebody here that maybe needs to line up a little bit more, that maybe some things that you've been preaching you don't quite agree with. I didn't come here with an agenda. Brother Cowan didn't tell me any problems or situations. I'm not talking from any knowledge of anybody here. I'm talking in the Holy Ghost. You need to line up with the man of God. You need to allow the seed planted in good ground. Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll never regret it. You won't regret it. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. Your life will be better and better and better. The more you light up, you'll bring forth more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.